Suns. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Coming off the court, you hear it straight from a Suns player with Burns and Gambo. Presented by First Bank. First Bank is proud to be the official bank of the Phoenix Suns. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, typically this is a feature that we do every Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the Suns were on a plane headed to Salt Lake City for tomorrow night's game against the Utah Jazz after they just beat the Jazz last night at Footprint Center. So joining us right now here in the 5 o'clock hour on the Burns and Gambo Show, we're happy to be joined by Ish Wainwright of the Phoenix Suns. Ish, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you all for having me on the show.
I love having you again, man. The last time we had a conversation with you was unbelievable. Hey, I was rooting for you Bills, man. I'm not going to lie.
I root for the Bills. No, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm rooting against the Bills.
Wait a second, but you were in camp with the Buffalo Bills.
That's all right. That is all right. I am a diehard Kansas City fan.
So even though you were in a huddle with Josh Allen, you were rooting for Kansas City.
Hey, Josh, I'm sorry. You know, we had our little time out there and on the field, but I am a Kansas City fan, and I wanted, and I got what I wanted. The Chiefs won, and, hey, next up is the Bengals.
Ooh, man, look at that. Wow. I refreshed my memory. It was one play. You went out there. Somebody tossed you around like a rag doll, and you said, okay, this is not for me, right?
It's not for me. Not for me. Back to the court I go.
So first, for our audience, who we did have you on a couple of months ago, and you told the story and you had us in stitches. Please remind our audience who, like, Ish Wainwright was on the Buffalo Bills. Please explain to everybody your moment with the Buffalo Bills and how you kind of had this revelation that maybe you should be a basketball player, Ish.
The moment was the first play of scrimmage. I was supposed to cut off the DN, and the DN literally grabbed my face mask and dragged me 15 yards the opposite way. And I got done with that. The whistle blew, and I went back to the huddle, and I told Josh Allen, I said, hey, man, I don't know if this is for me. I don't think you will see me after this week. Good luck with everything that you got going on, but you will not see me on the field ever again. On the court, maybe, but not the field.
That's great. It's just one of the best stories I've ever heard. I love it.
So tell me, okay, so not a Buffalo Bills fan. Are you from the Kansas City area?
Born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
My little brother was a big Derek Thomas fan, and I was a huge Tony Gonzalez fan. My dad used to take us to the games. Wow. And just since then, it's always been Kansas City. Even when we were terrible. We were terrible at some times, you know. But, you know, we stuck together, and, hey, Kansas City it is.
Ish, you realize we are one win with Kansas City and one win of the Rams away from a gigantic Mikal Bridges, Ish Wainwright bet on the Super Bowl.
Oh yes. And when he knows. But right now it's me and Cam, because Cam's a Bengals fan, and he is every day he gives me that look like, oh man, we got the Chiefs. So he knows, you know, it's two guys that I'll be going up against, you know, soon with these games. But I'm really looking for that Chiefs versus Rams.
Ish,
I'm really looking for.
I need to
shut Kel up.
Just for clarification, which Cam is the Bengals fan? Payne or Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, wow. Johnson.
Is there a bet on this game? I mean, a little wager, a little side wager?
Yeah, I don't normally bet. I don't bet. Now, the Super Bowl, I think I might just do my first time ever betting anything. But if he wants to, I'm up for it, because I have nothing but faith for my team.
And dude, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't bet either. I'm totally against gambling. I don't bet. But I don't mind the people that do. It's your money. Do what you want with it. I made my first bet ever after Mikal Bridges shut down Steph Curry against the Warriors. I had somebody put $50 down on Mikal Bridges as defensive player of the year for me. It's the first bet I've ever made.
Hey, that's a good bet right there, because I take Mikal over anyone.
Me too. Let's talk a little hoops. Because yes, right now, with the guys out, you know, I always pay attention to substitution patterns, and it's just one of the things that, you know, that I always do. And I'm just looking, you know, right away in that game in the first quarter, and I look at the substitution patterns, and you know, they're you got McHale comes in and JaVale comes in, and you know, and you find yourself in the game pretty early. When guys are out, you know, you take it upon yourself. Do you take it upon yourself? Because you came into that game, Landry and you came in at the 3:19 mark of the first quarter. So when guys are out, tell me about just keeping yourself ready for your opportunity.
It's really just about just watching the guys. I mean, I just got here a couple of months ago, but I still feel like I'm a part of this team from start to finish, you know. And so just watching Jay out there in the court, learning what he does and what, you know, he blends in with the team. And, I mean, he may not score every time he touches the ball, but he gets the ball moving, he's communicating. And so I put myself in his shoes whenever he's out. And I was like, okay, now it's time for me to fill in that role. Try not to skip a beat. But with the big fellas out, it's just doing what I have to do, rebounding, being in the right place at the right time, and just having energy. I mean, I know what CP likes. I know what Books like when I'm on the court with those guys. So it's just me just filling in the role and just being in the right spot at the right time, you know, just basically just being an energy guy.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at my notes here at the game, and I think there was a play where you had a great hustle play where you threw the ball off of somebody's foot to keep it in the Suns possession last night.
Yes, it was off of a rebound. I believe it was Pascal and D House. They were boxing me out, and I mean, like I said, it's just a hustle play. I don't mind. I don't really care about scoring and stuff like that, but it's just a hustle play. We got an extra possession, and we capitalize on that possession. So it's just little things like that, you know. No matter how long I'm in the game, just try to impact the game however I can in that little short period of time. That could have changed the game. You know, that one possession could have been in the fourth quarter with 10 seconds left. You know, so no matter what time, how much time is out, I'm out there, I would do whatever I can to impact the game in any way possible.
Ish Wainwright, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, the Suns in Utah taking on the Jazz tomorrow. I would imagine we saw the injury report again, and it looks like it's going to be another one of those games. No Ayton, no JaVale McGee, no Crowder, no Campaign. Is it another night for you where you're expected minutes? You want to give that energy that you want, and that's is it without them saying anything to you? Do you go into a game like that expecting, okay, I'm probably going to get my fair share of minutes tonight and a chance to impact this game this evening?
Yes, but also nothing is promised. You know, Coach Ma, he has a rhythm, he has a flow, and I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to play the guys that he trusts and believes to be out there on the court that's going to make plays and win the game for him. It's a saying that, you know, if you stay ready, you have to get ready, and that's how I go every day. I'm staying ready, so I don't have to get ready. So with guys out, I mean, I'm not expecting to play, but I'm ready to play when my name is called.
We've seen a lot of players this year. You're not included on those guys. You know, a lot of guys came in and you've seen them come in, 10-day contracts and the hardship and everything, where guys just got their opportunity to play in the NBA. You know, the Suns, I mean, right after you got waived by the Raptors in October, I mean, just a few days later, the Suns signed you. So you're not in that category, but you have gotten the opportunity to play this year. You played 20 games in the NBA. Do you ever sit back and just pinch yourself, like, because this was one of your dreams as a kid growing up, that you're accomplishing that?
Every other day. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm actually sitting in my hotel now in Utah, and I'm looking out the window like, man, I'm actually in the NBA playing games. Not too many people can do this. I'm a part of 1%. And growing up as a kid, my dad always preaching to us, there's not too many kids that can make it to the NBA. Now, I've made it, and now I'm trying to stay. I'm going to stick. And so that's my main goal, is to stick. It's hard to stay, but it's even harder to stay. So I take it in every day. I'm just thankful, extremely thankful, especially for the whole entire Suns organization. I'm extremely thankful for that.
That's a great answer to that question. All right, leave us with this one before we let you go, and enjoy your evening there in Salt Lake. So you are representing the Chiefs. Cam Johnson is representing the Bengals. You've got McHale representing the Rams. You got a 49ers fan in the room? Who represents San Francisco?
Now, I think Jay is the underdog. He loves being an underdog, so I wouldn't be surprised if Jay is Jay Crowder, if he's taking the underdog.
Okay, so maybe he's adopted the 49ers as his team?
He might. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him here in a few and see. But I don't know if there's a 49ers fan in there.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck on, you know, whatever you got, whatever side action you got working on with Cam or Mikel, if it comes to that. I'll tell you this right now. If it is your Kansas City Chiefs against Mikel's LA Rams, you will have the full support of the Burns and Gambo show and its staff behind you, Ish Wainwright. I promise you that.
Go Chiefs.
Hey, I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to try to go to the game and watch that.
Nice. Hey, Ish, thanks for the time tonight. We appreciate it, all right?
Thank you. Anytime.
You got it. Ish Wainwright joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. I always enjoy our conversations with that guy. He's a really cool dude. And I forgot about the Bills thing. I'm glad you asked him about that because that's right. The dude like had a tryout with the Buffalo Bills and it didn't go very well. I'm glad you remembered to ask him about that.
He got tossed around like a rag doll. Defensive end lined up, grabbed him, threw him 15 yards. He got back at Ottawa. He's like, hey, Josh, I don't think you'll be seeing me after today, man. I'm going to finish this day out, and then I'm out of here.
That's outstanding. The Arizona Cardinals defense, significant improvement under Vance Joseph. So much improvement that he's put himself in a position to possibly move on from the team and be a head coach, maybe in Miami. How likely is it that Vance leaves, and what does it mean if he does? That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show.